In a lab over at the University of Washington, a scientist is growing human hearts. Dr. Chuck Murray heads the Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine, and he just landed a $10 million grant to test a new heart treatment. The ultimate goal is to repair the human heart. He told me how the process starts by growing heart muscle in the lab.
So imagine that you've got a petri dish, a little dish that's about 3-4 inches across, and the bottom of it is literally crawling. You look at it and you hold it up to the light, and you can see that the floor of this plate is rippling. And this rippling is kind of like waves on a pond. And what that really is human heart muscle that is beating mostly in synchrony and is kind of writhing along on the bottom of the plate. And now imagine not just one of these plates, but imagine them stacked up inside of an incubator to the tune of being able to grow cells by the billions now. And that's the kind of operation we run at the lab at the university.
What's the science behind that for people who are not scientists?
Right. So this all comes down to stem cells. And there are different kinds of stem cells that some reside in our body. We call those adult stem cells. And then there are some that are involved in early development. And those can be called pluripotent stem cells, which is kind of a mouthful, but it means the cell can turn into any of the 240 some odd cell types in the human body. And these really primitive stem cells we've been working with for more than a decade now, and we have learned how to say, don't make these 239 other cell types, make just this one population that we're particularly interested in because we think we can make a new therapy out of them.
What would this treatment eventually potentially mean for patients?
What this means is if you're a patient who's had a heart attack, you could come to see us, and we could seed the damaged region of your heart with a suspension of these cells, kind of like a gardening project, putting little plugs of cells inside the wall of your heart, and they would actually grow back new muscle tissue or remuscularize the wall of your heart. And after that, it will restore the heart's ability to pump blood, and you won't go into heart failure after a heart attack.
How do you know that you can do that?
We don't know that we can do it in people yet because we've never done it. But we imagine with a fair bit of confidence that this is going to be successful. We've been at it for about 15 years now, and we started working in cell culture, learning how to control the cells. And then we began testing these in small animals first, starting in mice and then moving up to rats and then up to guinea pigs. And most recently, we've been successful in remuscularizing the hearts of macaque monkeys.
I know that organ rejection is a concern in other kinds of cases. What about here?
It's a concern here as well. That's a really good question. The immune system is really smart, and it will recognize anything that is not part of your own body. And we call this the ability to recognize self. And this is, of course, how the body is kept safe from infection and that sort of thing. So transplant medicine has developed a number of drugs that are quite powerful at suppressing the immune system. And so you could imagine as a first pass, in order to keep these cells from being rejected, we would just take the same kind of drug regimen that we do for a patient with a heart transplant, for example, and treat them with that. We're not keen to do that because these drugs are really potent and they have serious side effects, makes patients significantly more prone to infection. And there are certain kinds of cancers that your immune system is naturally suppressing. And when we take away the immune system, patients are more prone to these malignancies as well. So what we want to try to do is take advantage of the fact that before we put the cells in the body, we've got complete control of them. And we should be able to engineer them in such a way that they are much less offensive, if you will, to the human's immune system. You know how there's type O blood, and type O negative blood is called the universal donor. And what we want to do is engineer the cells in such a way that we can make them kind of like type O negative blood so that they can be more compatible and fly below the radar of most of the immune system.
A lot of people wake up in the morning thinking about their work. Do you wake up thinking about growing human hearts?
I do. I am obsessed with this. My wife kids me about this because I think about this all the time. And I when I get depressed, I like to go into my laboratory and watch my cells beat because they cheer me up.
When I first heard about this story, I was thinking Star Trek. I was thinking Frankenstein. I was wondering if you have any kind of literary references in your own mind for what you're doing, what you're accomplishing here.
This is, I mean, we're definitely, I mean, you're in the right kind of literary space, I think, because when we started, we kind of think, we were thinking Frankenstein. When we, on good days, we like Star Trek. There's also an interesting classic in sci-fi called Neuromancer by an author named Gibson, where they talk about growing replacement body parts in these big vats of bioreactors and that sort of thing. We're not there yet. It's nothing so scary or ominous. If you ever come by and visit the laboratory, you'll see it's a pretty regular laboratory run by pretty regular Seattle citizens. That kind of thing.
And just the occasional evil laugh.
what's a good laboratory without an evil laugh or an evil plan, right? But, especially around Halloween.
But what does it mean? It's not science fiction. What could it mean beyond hearts? I mean, what's the future of this kind of science?
The power of these cells is that they can turn into anything in the human body. And that makes them a challenge to work with, of course, because they can be fickle and they don't always do. Some days you feel like they've got a mind of their own and they really want to go down a different direction. But when we learn how to control them, and the way we learn to control them is really taking lessons from normal embryological development and try to figure out how the body plan is made in the first instance. And when we're successful, we can turn them into all kinds of useful replacement parts for the human body. We can make cells that produce insulin that could be useful in treating patients with diabetes. We can make cells that turn into cartilage, and they could be useful for resurfacing your joints. So we don't have to do joint replacement surgery. We could just do a resurfacing and stop patients' arthritis. And so we can make all kinds of replacement cells for treating diseases that currently we have very poor treatments available to. So maybe we're just on the cusp of a new kind of medicine called regenerative medicine.
Dr. Chuck Murray is at the University of Washington. He says he expects human trials for this revolutionary heart treatment to begin in 2019.